8-8, a 5-point ball game. However, Brady Kirsch breaks a 48-yard touchdown run. The 2-point conversion was no good. 19 Harbor Beach, 8 Marlette is your final. Harbor Beach gets win number 3 on the year and basically eliminates Marlette from any playoff consideration.
Well, it was a very defensive back and forth game the whole way through. Like Dave said, it was 7-0 at halftime, and then the fourth quarter really started to break things open. Marlette had 4 turnover downs and 3 interceptions on the night to obviously give the victory to Harbor Beach. And let's take a look at our stats for each team. As far as Marlette goes, let's see if I can pull this up. Here we go. All right, Marlette's offense, 32 plays rushing for 134 yards, 22 attempts passing for 55 yards, total offense of 54 plays for 189 yards. For Harbor Beach, 45 attempts rushing the ball for a flat 200 yards, 9 attempts passing for 14 yards, total offense of 54 plays, 214 yards, 25 more yards than Marlette on the night. They were led in rushing by Brady Kirsch, 10 carries for 92 yards and a score, including a 48-yard run at the end of the game. Up next, we had Brandon Puff, 13 carries for 36 yards. James Shelke, 9 carries for 35 yards. Jacob Finkel, 9 carries for 25 yards and a score. And then Tyler Vollmering, 3 carries, 17 yards. And Jason Gaffke, 1 carry for negative 5. Brady Kirsch was 2 for 9 through the air for 14 yards and 2 interceptions and 1 touchdown. Tyler Vollmering brought that one in for 4 yards, and the only other reception completion was to James Shelke for 10 yards. Playing the ball, Jason Gaffke had 2 of them, one which more than likely, actually, when you think back to it, may have saved the game. Jason Gaffke dropped the snap on the punt, was able to get it away with defenders all over him, and got it away into Marlette territory. One was inside the 20. That was a 45-yard punt. Only 2 penalties on offense for Harbor Beach. Both false starts for 10 yards. For Marlette, they were led with 71 yards off of 16 carries by Ethan Stover. Brett Knox had 4 carries for 30 yards. Ethan McKinney, 9 carries for 20 yards. Zach Chappell, 1 for 7 yards. And Hunter McGinnis, 2 for 6 yards. The touchdown went to Ethan McKinney and was passing 4 for 22. And 3 interceptions for 55 yards and 1 score. Tyler Ladd brought in the completion for the touchdown on 2 of 8 completions for 40 yards as well as that touchdown pass. Hunter McGinnis 1 for 4 for a yard, and Aaron Leffler 1 for 7 for 14 yards on the night. Ethan Stover got 1 attempt, Isaac Dale as well as Brett Knox. For offensive penalties for Marlette, they had 3 false starts and 1 hold for 4 penalties for 25 yards. Dave Hanson.
Again, both teams pretty evenly matched here. When it looks at all these stats, Clark, the total yards, not much different. Marlette, 54 plays of offense, 189 yards. They averaged a little over 3 yards per play. Harbor Beach, not much more than that when you think about it. Brady Kirsch with that big run at the end to kind of blow up the stats a little bit. But neither team had much success throwing the ball. Brady Kirsch ended up throwing for 1 touchdown. So did McKinney. But I think the story of this game is Ethan McKinney's inability to hit open receivers. And the few times he did, his receivers blatantly dropped balls badly. And that really made this game winnable for Harbor Beach.
Marlette now has dropped 4 of their last 5, dating back to September 18th when they lost to Ubley after starting out the season 3-0.
Oh, and this happened to them in 2012. We mentioned in the pregame. They went 4-0. In 2012 and lost 5 straight games, so they've had very little success against fellow GTC or the East rivals anyways. Haven't had any luck against them. End up losing again here in Harbor Beach, which eliminates them from the playoffs.
As far as Harbor Beach, they started out the season 0-4, and now they have won 3 of their last 4.
So there's a team that started out disastrous, has gotten better, righted the ship, turned what looked like an awful season into a respectable one at that, and obviously gives that team some hope in the future. There's hopefully some juniors, and getting some wins down the stretch will give underclassmen that confidence to come out and play next year and help this team get back to winning 6-7 games like they're used to seeing.
Let's take you through the defensive numbers now. Marlette had 38 tackles on the night, 5 tackles for a loss for 13 yards, as well as a sack, 2 tip passes, 2 interceptions, and 5 penalties for 28 yards. They were led in tackling by Brett Knox with 8. Corbin Chisholm had 5. And then we have A.J. Choik with 4, as well as Joseph Gratton. A few players with 3. Corbin Chisholm, on top of his 5 tackles, had 2 tackles for a loss. Ethan McKinney had 2 tackles for a loss for 6 yards, and Isaac Dale 1 for 4 yards. The sack went to credit to Joseph Gratton. Tip passes to Ethan McKinney and Hunter McGinnis. The interceptions, both, were to Aaron Leffler. The penalties for Marlette's defense, a face mask, offsides 3 of those, and illegal procedure on the kickoff. For Harbor Beach, they had 37 tackles on the night, 1 tackle for a loss, 1 sack, 2 tip passes, and 3 interceptions, and 3 penalties for 30 yards on defense. Leading the tackling was Cole Dukoski with 7 inside the trenches. Travis Hansen had 5, Brady Kirsch with 4, Brandon Puff, Jacob Wan, and Adam Swartz with 3, James Schelke and Jason Gaffey with 2, and Jacob Finkel, Cody Boynton, and Robert Emming with 1 tackle apiece. Jason Gaffey also had a tackle for a loss. Jacob Wan with a big sack late in the game. And James Schelke with 2 tip passes and also 2 interceptions on the night. Travis Hansen with the other interception. The penalties, pass interference, face mask, and a personal foul.
Yeah, again, Harbor Beach forced some turnovers, forced fourth down, turnover of downs. They did what they needed to do on defense. Marlette did not help themselves along the way, helping Harbor Beach get to a victory, their third victory on the season.
When you take a look at the time of possession in this ball game, it was 13-10, pretty much, in some change for both teams at halftime, and it pretty much stayed the same in the second half, 14-10 in the second half. So total time of possession, Harbor Beach 27 minutes 41 seconds to Marlette's 20 minutes and 19 seconds.
After the third quarter, Clark, it was almost dead even in time of possession. Harbor Beach, once they got that second score, though, they really turned on the clock burner.
In third down conversions on the night, Marlette was 5 for 12, Harbor Beach 5 for 11, so pretty much even there. But the big story, Marlette could not convert on fourth down.
Oh, man, whether it was passes being airmailed or drop passes, the passing game really let Marlette down today. They had a lot of potential for some big plays and first downs that ended up going in the other direction and giving Harbor Beach good field position.
And, of course, our media roundtable winner of the night goes to Paul Adams. Congratulations to him, who picked Harbor Beach 24-16. Pretty close. It was an 11-point difference instead of Paul Adams' 8. Dave Hansen picked Marlette with a 12-point victory. So now the standings are Paul Adams with 2, Dave Hansen with 2, and yours truly, Clark Ramsey, with 3. Dave Hansen, final thoughts from tonight.
We've seen a very good ball game. Clearly, two teams that were evenly matched, both like to mix in the pass with their running game. Neither team was very successful. Both threw a couple interceptions in each direction. But it was Harbor Beach that was the more disciplined team that got the job done when time needed it to be done. And they avoided disaster, unlike Marlette. And they get a nice, hard-earned win on senior night. That's 3 wins out of 4. They've done pretty well down the stretch.
And before I let you go here, Dave, we didn't get to do this in the pregame show. We're under a waxing crescent moon phase tonight.
Okay, that's good to know.
So on behalf of all of our sponsors tonight, we'd like to thank those who made it possible tonight on the WLW Sports Network. DS Services of Cass City, Thumb Sailor, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet and Buick of Sebring, Surf Pro, Ranning's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Kadok Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Countryside Transportation of Sebring, Stacks Market of Owendale, Mole Mortars of Carroll, North Star Bank, B&D Heating and Cooling, Regantine Lakowski, Long Group of Ameriprise, Elber Insurance of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, and Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family, serving yours since 1948. So we'd like to thank you for listening tonight. Final score from Harbor Beach 19, Marlette 8, as Harbor Beach now has won 3 of their last 4 ball games. So on behalf of our entire broadcast team tonight, our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla O'Neill, our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, going back to Stag On for one last time this season. Hope he has a great time there. Our in-game analysis, Dave Hansen, doing a great job as usual. And I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Don't forget to listen to The Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Next week, week number 9, Ubley at Bad Axe.